So you posted up something this morning on Facebook about an avocado, and it's the latest of those photo illusion things that you see. It's like, you know, is this what this looks like or is this not?
Right, because this woman in Australia, she cut her avocado, and whether she took the seed out or not remains to be known, but she took a picture of it, and she's asking, seed or no seed? And there's no answer. We don't know, but it looks like it could go either way. And it's gotten lots of responses on Facebook. And somebody said that the seed is definitely in there because you can see where the avocado has smeared onto it. And when I look at that, that could go either way.
Right.
It could be that it's smeared from when you took it out. And so, yeah, of course, this has the internet divided again. So success on the avocado.
That brings up the danger of cutting an avocado.
Oh, yeah.
Frequently, you end up with what is known in the surgery business as avocado hand.
Oh.
It is one of the most growing injuries in the United States, and those who perform microsurgery, orthopedic surgeons, etc., say there's a great way to avoid injuring your hand while prepping an avocado. They say take the knife in your dominant hand and fully wrap your hand around the handle, fingers and thumb.
Okay.
Then with your non-dominant hand, curl your three smaller fingers under, your middle finger, your middle finger, your ring finger, and your pinky finger underneath.
Okay, so you're like clasping your hand.
Mm-hmm, you're making an L.
Okay.
And only your index and thumb are left. Then you should balance those towards the top of the knife blade to keep the blade from pivoting or slipping back and forth.
Okay.
Push down slowly and evenly and rock back and forth, slowly working your way around the avocado.
Because there's that seed or pit in the middle of it.
That thing's huge, too.
Through it.
It's like the size of a golf ball in some of them. Anyway, once you do that, you pry it open slowly. And then once you popped it in half, then you scoop out the seed. But they say never use a knife to pop that seed out. It's too easy to slip or to puncture through the entire avocado into the palm of your hand.
That is true. I speak from experience. Not that I cut myself, but I've seen one of my children can do that. She just pops the knife into the avocado seed. And I'm like, man, that looks so easy. I don't know. It just comes easy to her. So I tried it and I was like, oh, I'm never doing that again. I was not successful.
Would you shoot the avocado across the room?
No, the knife bounced off the avocado seed, and luckily I still held on to it. And it was just a butter knife, so maybe that was part of the problem,
Definitely part of the problem.
It was a butter knife. Yeah, so.
You know what butter knives are really good for?
Butter.
Yeah, that's about it. So watch out for your avocado hand. Be careful if you're making guac for the Super Bowl.